Good morning. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and our Savior, who is the Christ. Amen. Amen. So, in my preparation for this week, I was thinking about a lot of different things, and one of the memories that came up for me was one of my first weeks when I was my first year in college, a small town girl, 8,000 or so in our town, and I moved to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I'm in the big city for the first time, all kinds of big city experiences. I had a car, which was really exciting. And I'm trying to figure out how to drive through the interstate system. And I remember one of the very first times I was going on I-94 through Milwaukee. And on the interstate sort of entrance ramp, where there was a stoplight, there was a woman on the side of the road, which, you know, I've seen many times typical things like this before. And she had a sign, and it said, "Homeless mother with three children, need money, need food." This is the first time. I've been to the city before, but somehow I had been sheltered and really never had seen someone asking for money. This was my very first experience with homelessness. And not only was it a woman who was homeless, but she had children. I was mind-boggled that there could be children who were homeless. And as I was waiting for the light, I saw many people eventually, when the light turned green, go through without handing her anything, and I was totally dismayed. And I'm a poor college student with very little, right? But I pull out the few dollars that I have and handed it to her, and was shocked that so many people drove by. And I've thought about her a lot over the years in very different times and places. But I also saw her again a few years later while I was still in college. I drove down that same road, that same on-ramp to the interstate, and there she was with her children a few inches taller, still holding a similar sign. Fast forward many years after graduate school, and I'm in my first parish in a very urban setting. So here's a small town girl moved to urban ministry, in the middle of this wonderfully multi, you know, racial community, but also a community with a lot of struggle and a lot of strife, a lot of homelessness, and a lot of people in need. So a lot of our ministry actually was to our immediate neighborhood, to those who were really struggling to get food on the table and to find the basics. And so our congregation in the middle of this neighborhood was pretty accustomed to people just walking in off the streets just for a few moments, for a worship service or a church event or something, often looking for food, but sometimes also accepting prayer. And there was this one time with this one event, big sort of boisterous event where we had lots of activity, lots of children, lots of things happening at the time, and this woman who we had never met before came in. And she had heard that we had a food pantry in our sanctuary where we just handed people food off the shelves when they needed it. But even more, she heard that we had gift cards for the local grocery store and sometimes a few restaurants, and she wanted those gift cards. It was the end of the month. I didn't have any left. All I had was food off the shelves and the coffee and goodies that we had at the social gathering that we were a part of. And she was so angry, so angry that we didn't have any of the gift cards that she thought she would be promised. And she caused quite an uproar, if you can imagine. And so we were all sort of like gathering ourselves after she left in quite a huff. And we were sort of like taking a deep breath, like, what just happened? But the best part of it, even though it was a very difficult situation, the best part was that it prompted conversation among all of us who were there. The party kind of simmered down, and we had a bit of a circle dialogue conversation about what it is that we understand ourselves to be as a congregation when we care for our neighbors. What is our vision for our ministry? Who are we, and how do we see God in the face of those who come in our doors, and in the face of those who we acknowledge and see and help on the streets? And so since then, and probably even before, but more specifically since then, I often ask myself the question, Lord, what does it mean to see you? And what does it mean to serve you in the people that I see? Do you ever hear this joke? The joke of the man who's in the flood. The flood begins and everybody is warned about the flood. And most people flee town. But this one man says, "Oh, I'm not going to leave. God will come and save me." Well, and as the flood really gets going, the water gets a little higher, and a woman comes and says, "Here's a pair of waders, some high boots. You can still get out. It's okay." And he says, "No, I don't need them. God will save me." The water gets a little bit higher, so he goes to the second floor of his house, and it's really pretty deep by now, and someone comes by in a boat and yells into the window, "Come on over, I'll save you and bring you to the dry land." "No, that's okay. God will save me." Then the waters of the flood get even higher and higher, and he climbs onto the roof, and eventually a helicopter comes overhead with a ladder, one of those long ladders, and they say, "Grab a hold of the ladder, we'll carry you to safety." And he hollers up, "No, that's okay, God will save me." You know the story, right? He eventually drowns, makes his way to the pearly gates, and says to God, "Why didn't you come and save me?" And God said, "I gave you boots, I gave you a boat, I even sent a helicopter, and you didn't accept any of them." In other words, you didn't see me in the person offering you help. How is it that we see God in the people that we are offering help to, and in the people that are giving us help when we need it? Do we notice God? Today is Christ the King Sunday, and it's sort of a weird Sunday. It's like this stopping point right before we get to Advent. I always find it like a little uncomfortable. It's a little weird. We were in this season of Pentecost. Everything was green for like ever. And here we are, one Sunday, boom, we're at white. And next Sunday, we'll begin the season of Advent already. Right, Miguel?
No!
No. Christ the King Sunday, a Sunday that we are invited to wonder about God. Wonder about God as the King. But a different kind of King. A King that offers us care for the weak and the poor. A King who later in this gospel Luke and Matthew will eventually say, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you and the foundation of the world. He said, 'For when I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was a stranger, you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. And I was in prison and you visited me.'" Seeing God in the one we care for. This King is also the King that will soon be born in a lowly stable. A King who encourages us to see God's face in the face of an infant child. As we are encouraged to see God in the face of everyone. And this King is the King who hung on the cross. And instead of condemning those who hung him and scoffed him and mocked him, instead of doing something to stop it, he prayed for them. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." This is a different kind of King. This reign of a King that came and taught about love and turned our world understanding of King and kingdom upside down, right on its head. We belong to this King. We are members of the kingdom. Today is a day when we get to celebrate who we are and whose we are. We are Christ's church, Christ's body, here in this place. And when we go out, called to be Christ in the world, seeing, loving, and blessing the God who dwells in everyone. We come here on Sunday and we are shaped and formed and fed and nourished and reminded of the promises that we receive, but we're also challenged to go out and are carefully invited to look at those whom we serve, how it is that we're living out our faith. I think as we enter into the season of Advent, three things are crucial. Called to seek to be the hands of the heart and the heart of Christ in the world, to recognize how it is that Christ comes to us and meets us, and how we can be really attentive to the doing and seeing of Christ. As congregation, as individuals, we are always a part of doing Christ's work, but I don't think we often acknowledge it or notice it as God's work. So the next time you're washing dishes or feeding a friend or resting your hands on a loved one, know that you are Christ's hands and Christ's eyes and feet, serving and caring. And the next time someone offers you help or just a listening ear, know that that is Christ's presence for you as well. So next Sunday we will begin Advent. We'll be in blue, one of my favorite seasons. But we are invited to remember again, how is it that we see Christ among us? How will we notice Christ coming in a lowly child? Lord, will we see you, or will we miss you altogether? Amen.